Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our next guest is part of a volunteer group who have been creating care packages for frontline workers. With news spreading of these joy packages, it's also reached the attention of celebrities, including singer Christy Moore and jockey Johnny Murta, who have donated and contributed signed products towards an auction that will raise additional funds for these care packages. And on the line to tell us more, we have Pastor PJ Booth from Open Arms Church in Newbridge. You're very welcome to the show, Pastor PJ. How are you?
Good morning, Ronan. I'm very good indeed. Good morning to all your listeners.
Yeah, so first of all, PJ, how did this idea of care packages for frontline staff come up?
Well, look, we're obviously within our community in South Dublin and Kildare, and we've always been reaching out to our community. And so when this happened, we said, hey, what can we do? What are the practicalities? So the first thing was we looked at Ness Hospital with the nurses and the carers, but then our attention was drawn very quickly to the nursing homes. And we have a lot of carers and nurses within our own community who work there. And we start asking questions. And they're telling us, guys, we're not getting support. A lot of our staff are out sick. Yeah. And we're arriving home after a 12, 14-hour shift, and we are exhausted. So the idea came about and said, hey, why don't we prepare a little pack for the workers as they leave their stations in the morning? And we'll put in shampoos and hand creams and chocolates and all kinds of things like that.
Good,
and
yeah.
That's what we start doing, just to care for them. And say thank you.
It literally is a care package. You're communicating care to them, aren't you?
We are indeed. And, you know, there's a lot of... I've been on to hospitals right around the country, and they're getting a lot of stuff, and they're getting food. But when the nurses and carers leave the hospital, they leave empty-handed. And that's when you're mostly, you know, you're tired. Like, we're putting in fluffy socks to the girls who are going home and taking their slippers off, and they're tired. And just a nice shampoo, a nice sanitizer, you know, an energy bar, stuff like that, that really says, hey, we love you, we appreciate you, we see you.
Yeah.
You're not on your own. We do see you.
Absolutely. It's such a good idea, actually, because it's funny. You know, when people are in crisis, they're in kind of survival mode, and they're in crisis mode, and there's nobody to think about, you know, other than just sheer survival. What? How are you? You know, are you all right? How's it going? So who have you been delivering them to?
Well, what we've done is, we really centered in on nursing homes. So at the moment, we have a list of 18 nursing homes. We have delivered at the moment to about 9 of them. Nursing homes right across Kildare and South Dublin. Like, for instance, I think it was the day before yesterday, we delivered to St. Mary's in the Phoenix Park. And they have had a lot of tragedy there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of their staff are also out sick.
Yeah.
And we, you know, Willowbrook, Larchfield, all these people are on Kildare as well.
Okay, you know, it's funny, I was just thinking about St. Mary's the other day. They literally had 11.5% of the people who were there die on them.
That's,
you know, I was just saying, like, apart from the absolute tragedy that is to the individuals and their families, it could be very traumatizing for the staff, can't it?
Very true. And this is probably very personal to me. My mom died at 91 in a nursing home. Now, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We had her in our home for a while, but she was a heavy lady, so she went to a nursing home. And those nurses took such great care of her. You know, she had her favorite used to come in the morning, one guy, and she'd have a little twinkle in her eye, and they would cream her hands, and, you know, to touch her face. And really, they were an extended part of her family. And so we just saw that when I visited and these staff were there, my mom treated them like they were her kids. And so it's very personal. And I know that a lot of these people who are in care, they love their clients. You know, they love these people. And when one of them pass away, it's like losing a member of the family.
Yeah.
So and again, we want to say, hey, we get you. We understand you. We're with you. Because we don't expect you to be so professional that you're not connected to people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, you have absolute personal experience of just how real the connection is between those carers. And, you know, that is absolutely not just professional. It's so much more than that. And I could really totally understand why you'd want to, in some way, connect back to them as people and go, look, we're looking after you as well. So, look, when you brought it to the church, PJ, how did people react? Did people want to get involved?
Well, we have loads of volunteers, I must say. Look, in our church, in both locations, we have in excess of 300 volunteers.
Wow.
And all of them. Now, it's a challenge trying to get people. So we deliver to homes, we wear our masks and our gloves, and we try social distancing.
Sure.
Everything is a little slower, but so many people want to get involved. They're really doing it. And the other thing we've managed to do, Ronan, is we also, there are 8 Tuislach care homes around Kildare, Dublin area as well.
Oh, right.
And we've sent care packages to them. And then we have our own care homes between Mayo and Newbridge, and there's 16 of them. So we've also sent parcels and packages and fruit and water and all kind of stuff into these homes as well. So it's great.
Wow. So I was surprised, but your joy packages reach the ears of Christy Moore and Johnny Murta. And first of all, how do they hear? And then tell us about their involvement and their own contributions.
Right. Well, we made contact with them because they're local people.
And
we said, look, this is what we're doing. Would you like to support us? So Christy wrote out one of his songs, The Car of Kildare, that he performed in a pub here in Newbridge back in 1966 with Donald Lunny. And so he wrote it out by hand and put in a little note of what happened on the night. And it was Easter Sunday, Easter weekend celebration in 1966. So that's not today nor yesterday. Jeez. And he said, look, we want to support all the work you're doing and try and raise some funds for this.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And the same thing with Johnny Murta. He pulled up a video on his Facebook and said, look, support this thing. But one of the things we're doing also, we're producing T-shirts. And the T-shirt simply says, thank you to all frontline services. And we're selling the T-shirts to raise the funds that we can prepare more care packages.
Yeah. It must be very encouraging, is it, when you come up with, you really feel like you've heard something from the Lord, you get moving on it, and people just start moving in and doing it.
Well, I tell you what the interesting, I suppose, that has affected me is when we deliver to some of these nursing homes, we had one owner come out and she started crying.
Yeah.
She said, you're the first community people who've recognize us. We thought we were invisible, and we're saying, no, we see you. And now we're in touch with restaurants. One lovely Chinese restaurant in Mayo who is delivering in the evening to the staff as well. So this is spreading and gaining momentum.
Wow.
I suppose we're getting cards and texts from people and say, hey, thank you so much. And a lot of it's an emotional effect on people.
Yeah,
you can talk about the Lord all day, but until someone comes and touches you at that emotional level, I'm a pastor. I preach the gospel. For 29 years, that's what I've done. But when you touch someone at the depth of their heart, we say, this gospel is real. Jesus is real. Yeah. We care. We see you.
Absolutely. It's a real witness, and very, very kind of flesh and blood witness as well. You know, as you say, you can use words, but sometimes you can do something and that can really get people to their heart, So how can listeners support this initiative?
So one of the easy things to do is you just go to openarms.ie/frontline. And you'll see it. You can either buy a T-shirt online. You can make a contribution. Some people have come along and give them, say, a 10-euro contribution. Some people much more. We have businesses who are getting involved. We have so many of our local pharmacies, chemists, and stores contributing goods as well.
Amazing.
So, but the easy way is openarms.ie/frontline.
Lovely. Pastor PJ Booth from Open Arms Church in Newbridge, thank you so much for talking
to us.
You're
welcome, Dave. Thank you very much for the time.
Bye-bye. And as PJ says, you can donate online and support the making of these care packages through their website, openarms.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.